Sacramento's official home for the San Francisco 49ers.
Sactown Sports.
Yeah, so 49ers and Vikings tonight, NBA season tipping off tomorrow. We're on the verge of another World Series. When it rains, it pours. And speaking of Kyle Draper, did you get a deluge where you were yesterday?
Man, don't even get me started on that, Whitey. I'm still trying to wring myself out. My son and I were golfing yesterday, actually, at Antelope Greens.
And, I love Antelope Greens.
Do you really?
Yes.
You like that?
Yes.
I don't know, man. I might not go back anymore.
It's an
executive course. It's not bad. You work on your short game.
Yes.
A couple of holes where you can hit the driver. But we were out there, and we got through four holes, and then the sky just opened up and poured on us. And I don't know. I was kind of in my feelings yesterday because, I took the cart back and everything, walked through the clubhouse. I'm like, yo, do you guys give rain checks? You know, some courses do. He's like, nope. He's like, you assume the risk when you come out here. I said, well, what if the radar doesn't even show? And then all of a sudden, he's like, nope. And so that just kind of, just the tone of it kind of rubbed me the wrong way. So I'm not sure if.
You expect the guy's Dirk Verdorn or something there? They're just running a,
he's I'm
not
just
a weather
saying,
guy. He's running a golf course.
I'm just saying. Just the tone was off to me. Like, it just was not a, no, man, I wish we could, but we just don't do it. You know, it could have been like that. He's like, no. You know, it was just, he was kind of short with me. And I'm not a short guy, but I will say this. And I'm about to pull back the curtain here.
Uh-oh.
And I probably should not say this, but I will.
Uh-oh.
Yesterday was a bad day for me, man.
Why?
I played basketball in the morning.
Yeah.
And when I play basketball, I'm like, and I asked my son this when we were driving home, and this will tell you what kind of basketball player I am. I'm like, Nick, was I more Marcus Smart or Dylan Brooks during the game? He's like, oh, Dad, you were definitely Dylan Brooks in this one. I was like, oh, no. So I might have been a little too juiced up, amped up. And so then I did that. Then I went to golf and got rained on. So I was already in the mood, man. I was already in my feelings about that. So yesterday was a bad day in terms of athletic Draper on athletic venues, courts, greens, you know, whatever you want to call it. I was on one yesterday, man. I admit it.
Were you playing basketball with guys that you play with?
Yeah, it's a Sunday morning Lifetime League group in Folsom, and I don't go often. I decided to go this time, and let me tell you where I got in trouble. So it's a tight game. 10-10, game goes to 12.
You know, ones and twos?
Ones and twos. You know how you check the ball up top?
Yeah.
Well, I was acting like it was game seven of the finals, and they were inbounding the ball, so I'm like playing defense, trying to stop the guy from passing it in, you know, make it life a little difficult. And he got mad at me for that. And I'm like, hold up, the line's right here. Long as I'm behind the line, I could do this. So I don't think they were ready for my level of intensity.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm an intense competitor on the basketball court. These guys are just out there trying to have fun. I'm actually trying to win the game.
Did you win?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, come on. Get out, Wade.
Did you let them know that you were happy you won?
No, I didn't have to. You know, when somebody... tell them, when you beat somebody, you don't have to talk.
Okay.
You let the game, the scoreboard, do the talking. And so, trust me.
You had an adventurous day.
Yeah, it was rough.
Got rained on a little bit out there on Antelope
Creek. And then, Dude, put down the rundown for a second. Why are you trying to get back on track here? So then I got rained on. I go see my guys at Hagen Oaks, and I'm like, oh, I got to buy a whole new outfit. So I buy some Travis Miller, Travis Matthews shirt, cost a grip, bought some Adidas pants. I'm looking sharp. So I got to go to Stockton to go to my daughter's cheerleading competition, but I'm starving. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to stop and get me some pizza.
Are you wearing your golf clothes?
Yes. But what's wrong with that? What's wrong
Nothing.
With that? Travis Matthews is a high-end bread.
Right in my
so
mind.
I stop and get some pizza at the casino in Elk Grove just because I didn't want McDonald's. And sure enough, that pizza was so greasy. Guess what happened?
You spilled it on
yes!
your
knees. Oh.
It dripped or you dropped it? It dripped
it
on
it? It dripped, dude. And so my golf pants got ruined, man. I'm so upset. I went home. I put the stain stick on them. I washed them twice. And the stain is still there. So it was a bad day yesterday. And my daughter's team didn't even win the competition. It was awful.
Other than that, if I'm being frank here, it sounds like a lot of these are things that were avoidable mistakes.
Yes, yes. Yeah. In hindsight, you know. But in the moment, oh, my, everything. It just, but my Eagles won, so that made me happy.
Yeah. How'd you do on the really, what is it, 3 or 4? There's a hole there that's like 50 yards or something, and it's downhill.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that little short one.
You got to hit like a half pitching
wedge. And you can't go long on it either.
No,
like, it can go long. You're in the woods there. I think I got a 4. I bogeyed that one.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I love that course.
I landed short in the bunker, but because of the rain, it was wet. I pulled it back. But, you know, finish with a bogey. It was all right. Antelope Greens is a good course.
So, it is.
You know, especially you work on your short game.
Yeah, yeah. You know, a ton of time. I love Antelope Greens. Well, okay. So you did get rained on. Yeah.
Yeah, it was rough. It was rough.
But it sounds like you're all over that.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I woke up this morning. I looked at the pants and I said, you know what? They're just pants, Kyle. It's okay. But the shirt was fine.
Yeah.
I paid a lot for those pants.
Where's the stain? I mean, is it like you can get away with it?
It's not. It's you can't get away with it. You know what? I thought about still wearing it, though. Like,
yeah.
You know what? It's golf. Who cares? Yeah. Like, but those are nice pants, man.
That's good.
Shout out to Hagen Oaks. Love that place.
That superstore is seriously, that's one of the great golf stores in the country.
They have everything in there. It's so massive. All the clothes, all the clubs, all the balls, you know. Then you could go test out clubs as well. Yeah. No, that's a great place.
Have you ever done the putting green there? You know, they have a putting course.
Yeah, they got
free.
The putting course. That's free?
Free. Absolutely
I never knew
free.
It.
I was just out there a couple weekends ago.
I never knew that. I see. I walk past it all the time.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was free.
Anytime. It used to be you had to get a bucket of balls to play, and now it's like, yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a great bargain. It's a great course, too. All right. Tonight.
All right, back to the game.
Now we got it. Now we got an idea where you're coming from.
Here. Yeah, now you see why I'm so fired up.
The good, the bad, the ugly, the 49ers injury situation tonight. And this is why Kyle says, right? I don't want to put words in your mouth. This is why you think 49ers are in big trouble.
Right. You did put words in my mouth. This game is going to be more difficult than, it's going to be an easy win. I think this is almost a trap game. You got Bengals waiting next week as well. This is going to be.
You can't have double trap games.
Yes, you can.
They just had a trap game.
Why was last week a trap game? You're not looking ahead to Minnesota.
Because you were just coming off of the win over the Cowboys.
That's a trap, and now you're looking ahead to
Cincinnati
Bengals.
Who's on first here, man? I'm in the Matrix right now.
I mean, I guess maybe, but the Bengals aren't really
Joe
having
Burrow?
That great of a year.
Come on.
Yeah. The good is CMC will play tonight. At least he's going to play, and I know you say that might not be good. It's good that he's playing. Trent Williams might play. It looks like he's trending towards not playing. Yeah. The latest information would suggest he's not playing. Dre Greenlaw might play. They really missed Dre Greenlaw last week.
Yes.
The bad news, of course, CMC probably won't be 100%. Williams' absence, if he doesn't play, Trent Williams' absence, troublesome against a Vikings team. That blitz is like crazy.
Mm.
Yep.
Highest blitz rate in the National Football League. And then, of course, the ugly is Debo's out at least 2 games. Not just tonight, but next week with a hairline fracture in his shoulder. So that's, in a nutshell, what the 49ers are looking at injury-wise.
Let me ask you that, because you mentioned the Vikings and how much they blitz. When we were talking about this earlier this week or last week, that was a good thing because Brock Purdy handles the blitz extremely well. Now without Trent Williams, does that change your thinking on that? Could that be an issue tonight?
The funny thing about that is last week, and I'm not dodging your question, but last week Brock Purdy had the worst game of his career, right? The Browns didn't blitz.
Right, right.
They played a lot of
man coverage yep.
And that seemed to throw him off a little bit. So the Vikings tend to blitz, and then they play a zone behind it. He does better against a zone, and he hasn't really struggled against a blitz. But obviously – you want to hang on to the ball as long as you can, and it's probably harder for him to know how long he has if the left tackle is a turnstile. Yep. It just changes everything, blitzing or not.
That's the biggest position in football, you know, when it comes to protecting the quarterback.
Move the pocket, baby.
Jalen Moore, I guess, would get the start behind Trent Williams. And so, you know, now your left side, which was your strong suit, that was your strength. You know, now you're looking at that. You got a hole there. Your right side, you know, has done okay this season, especially run blocking. But good thing is that the Vikings don't have a great defense. It's not like the Vikings are last week the Cleveland Browns. And mm-hmm. so that's the one saving grace for San Francisco, I think.
I do think, I believe you touched on this, turnovers, you know, it's a huge factor mm-hmm. in the 49ers. The games they win, they tend to win the turnover battle. If they fall behind tonight, if they have a, you know, if there's a strip sacks or something like that early and they're playing, they fall behind early, I think they could be in real trouble. I don't expect that'll happen, but I think that'd be a really bad sign for them tonight.
For who?
Behind. If the 49ers,
Vikings have to?
If the Vikings force a strip sack or something, get an early lead there,
right.
Brock has to play from behind with a compromised left tackle. I think that would be a bad situation.
Well, and that's what we saw last week, though, with the Browns. It's like you give a defense confidence, you know, and I know the Browns have an elite defense, especially compared to Minnesota, but if on paper you're better than Minnesota, you don't want to do anything to give this team confidence, anything to make them believe that they can actually win this game. That's why I said earlier, a fast start is so important, I think, tonight for the Niners.
The last time the 49ers faced this coordinator, Brian Flores, he was a coordinator in Miami a couple mm-hmm. of years ago. Mm-hmm. Jimmy G was hurt, tried to come back in that game. That's when he was with Miami, Flores with Miami, and the Dolphins destroyed the 49ers. So it's different circumstances, right. But if you just look coordinator to coordinator, it was Brian Flores, so I'm sure he'll be trying some of the same things tonight. Yeah,
and he's from the Bill Belichick coaching tree as well, and so we'll see what he draws up to go against the Niners tonight.
But nothing to worry about if you're a 49er fan. Kyle Shanahan breaks down how Brock Purdy is similar to Kirk Cousins when we come right back. Hopefully an update on Drape's golf pants as well when we come right back in the Drive Guys, Sacktown Sports.
Sacktown Sports. Call or text at 916-339-1140.
49ers and the Minnesota Vikings tonight. We've been going back and forth, Kyle and I, and the people on the chat have been going back and forth. I think it just speaks to the fact that right now, if you're a 49er fan, you're feeling a little bit vulnerable. And everything was going so well, and all of the issues that had raised their ugly heads during the preseason seemed to go away. And now some of them, injuries, yep. kicker situation, how good is this quarterback? They've started creeping back into the edge of your sports psyche. So
right.
It's a little bit of an anxious time.
Yeah, everything had been going nice and smooth for the Niners. Then you hit the hiccup in Cleveland, injuries, like you said, Jake Moody. And the injuries, I guess, to me would be concerning, the most concerning. I think Jake should have a bounce back game. There's a reason why you drafted him in the third round. But we've seen historically, you know, it's sort of like PTSD, you know, when the Niners get banged up, it's like, uh-oh, here we go again, you know?
Sure.
And that was the whole thing we were talking about the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season. Looking great, but don't get injured. Don't get injured. And now they're dealing with it right now.
Don't you think that Kirk Cousins has to feel some PTSD every time he realizes, it's Monday Night Football. Yeah! He's 2-10. 2-10 on Monday nights.
Let me. Do you have
Kyle.
His numbers there, though? Do you have his actual numbers? Because I don't get into, you know, the record as much.
How many times
was he favored versus the underdog? That plays into it.
I want winners, so I don't care about what was his completion percentage over average or wherever you're going here.
I'm just saying.
I don't have anything out of that. I happen to see it on ESPN.
Oh, yeah. See? Yeah. But here's the thing. It's sort of like LeBron James, his finals record. Oh, man. He's lost six NBA finals.
Did you compare Kirk Cousins to LeBron James?
I'm saying the narrative that in the big games, in the big situations, they don't come through. Well, if your team wasn't favored, you lost to better teams. There's nothing wrong with that. That's okay. Like, that's not a knock. And so that's why I was going to ask, now is Kirk Cousins, his completion percent 55%? Does he have 6 touchdowns and 10 turnovers or something like that? It's more than just win-loss, Whitey. You can't just, come up with this narrative about, and so I want...
It's a fact. I didn't come up with a narrative.
The Vikings are 7-11 straight up. 9-9 against the spread in primetime regular season games. So he's an average quarterback in primetime against the spread.
Primetime games, well, I got some numbers. I got to save them for the Factor Fantasy Showdown, but they're not flattering for your boy. I'll just say that.
all of a sudden, he's my boy.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
because I do have him on my fantasy team. So I'm looking. Okay. There's a reason why I'm hoping he goes for like 350 yards.
He's a pretty good QB for your fantasy team.
He's actually pretty good. 13 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, I think it is, at last check. And so he's 7-10 straight up, 9-8 in primetime Vikings games.
He is 35 now, Kirk Cousins, 4-time Pro Bowl quarterback. Leads the NFL 14 touchdown passes, 4th among active quarterbacks in career passing yards and touchdowns. He's got 266 career touchdowns. And it's interesting because we know, we've talked about it, everybody's talking about it. Kyle Shanahan has always liked Kirk Cousins. He used to have
right.
him. And a lot of people felt like Kyle was just buying time until he could get Kirk Cousins. Why didn't they draft Mahomes? Because he thought he was going to get Kirk Cousins as a free agent. They ended up getting Jimmy G. It hasn't worked out. But Kyle Shanahan Saturday talked about the way that Kirk Cousins and Brock Purdy are similar. He says they see the game clearly. They deliver the ball accurately. Everyone knows coverages and where it's supposed to go. But sometimes when you get in the heat of battle and in that pocket, it's not always that way. This is Shanahan. Sometimes it looks like there's 100 guys out there. Sometimes you can't see it as clean. Most of the time you can is when you're sitting in your chair with a remote. But he says Kirk can do that. He can sort it out, knows where to go. And when asked how Purdy stacks up to Cousins in that area, Shanahan said, extremely similar. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's what he loves about Brock Purdy, and that's what he loves most of all about Kirk Cousins, whom he's always coveted.
I think when you look at Kirk Cousins, the talent has always been there, right? Like, I don't think anybody questions the talent. I think, you know, the biggest question has been, how does he perform in big games? I mean, what were they last season? 13-4, I think. Like, and so he's always been good, but not good enough, you know? And so we'll see with Brock Purdy how he trends. Brock Purdy, 10 TDs, 1 interceptions. But I think that's a good comparison. You know, people say, oh, he's like Kirk Cousins. People view that as a negative. Kirk Cousins is a pretty good quarterback. You know, I would probably put him a top 15 quarterback in the NFL right now.
Where would you put Brock Purdy?
He's top 15. Now, Brock Purdy's playing like a top 10 quarterback. There's a difference between, like, Josh Allen is not playing like a top 10 quarterback, but is he a top 10 quarterback? Of course he is, you know? And so there's a difference. It's semantics. It's all about words.
Why? Shanahan said it means when there's something prepared for, something you've talked about. Hey, they run this coverage. We're doing this play for that coverage. When it's something like that and he gets to look at something he's prepared for, he's going to see it every time, and he's going to make the throw. So those are the types of things that Shanahan, in his mind, that's what my quarterback has to
do. That's what he wants, right? Yeah. And that's what Jimmy G couldn't do for him.
Sometimes he did, and other times, like, what was that?
Right, exactly. And so I think, you know, and we've talked about this before on our show, Kyle Shanahan, for lack of a better phrase, sort of a control freak. Like, and, you know, he wants things done his way. And I think that's the thing that's so great about Brock Purdy in this system and why this marriage between him and Shanahan works so well. Brock Purdy isn't going to deviate. He's not going to throw you any curveballs or go off the reservation and, you know, do his own thing or anything like that. He's going to follow the game plan, make the throws that are there. And so he's not as volatile, you know. It's sort of like, you know, when you're planning for retirement, your financial planner always asks you, what age do you want to retire? Brock Purdy is like 55 years old. Like, he's nearing in retirement in terms of, you know, the argument I'm making now. So you want a less volatile kind of portfolio. You want, you know what I mean?
Volatile stock.
Stock, exactly. Now, if you're 20 and just out of college, you know, you're okay with some hits or misses, but not in the NFL. Kyle Shanahan wants known commodities. He wants to go in week in and week out and know Brock Purdy is going to make the throws, won't hurt us, won't turn the ball over, and make the throws to help us.
Somebody's been talking to their Schwab representative.
Yeah, I got to call him a Schwab. I'm an Edward Jones, man. I'm an Edward Jones.
Sure. Do you know why? The number one reason I think people belittle Purdy or criticize him. And I'm not talking about you now.
I think
there's some of this in there, but I'm not coming after you.
Okay.
He doesn't have the strongest arm. He's never going to have the strongest arm. Even the scouts that love him point out that you watch him sometimes, he's got to give it that little extra crow hop. because he's just not the guy with a rocket arm. And I think for some of us, and I think for some scouts, it's like, well, if you don't have that cannon, I can never consider you an elite quarterback. So I think that's the whole issue with Purdy in the minds of some.
Yeah,
he's never
going
to be that guy.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, I think it more has more to do with, you know, he's a product of the system and the weapons around him. And so even if he did have a cannon, he came from, you know, being the last pick in the draft, unheard of. Nobody knew him, and all of a sudden he's this fairy tale story. And so I think people, including me at times, look for reasons to doubt him, reasons not to believe what we're actually seeing from him. And so I do maintain, if you put Brock Purdy on a different team, he doesn't, and that's no fault of his. Because I go back to Kawhi Leonard. If Kawhi doesn't go to the Spurs, he doesn't become Kawhi Leonard, in my opinion. Same thing with Brock Purdy. He just happened to take advantage of his situation and went to a perfect situation for him.
I understand that. There's a lot of truth to that. I would argue that I still think a lot of the things that he does well are things that are going to help any system he's in. But we'll never know.
Right.
You know, we'll never know. Every player in every sport, especially quarterbacks, they fit their system to a degree. That's why teams go out and get them in the first place. All that said, and it's all reasonable, and we'll be looking at it tonight and talking about it for weeks to come. I think tonight is really a big night for the 49ers defensively. The defense this year has underperformed a little bit. The defense last week, they got the ball ran, well, not down their throat so much as around right. the edge. They're not supposed to do that. And this team is built on, like I said earlier, it's old school. We stop the run, we run the ball. They couldn't stop the run. Now, the Vikings are not, I think you pointed out, they're not a great running team.
30th in rushing.
But the 49ers have to contain that. They've been working all week in practice on containing the edge. That's something to watch for early. They absolutely have to put a stop to that.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, what you saw last week was, you know, P.J. Walker didn't have to make plays. And so if you're the Niners tonight, you want to force Kirk Cousins to make plays. You know, if they're getting, you know, 4 or 5 yards, 5 yards on first down, getting in second and short, then the whole playbook opens up for Kirk Cousins. And so I want to see, if I'm the Niners, I want to see Kirk Cousins having to throw it 40 times tonight to try and win the game, not necessarily hand the ball off a lot.
By the way, before we take a quick timeout here, you mentioned P.J. Walker. I don't have any idea what's going on with the Browns at the quarterback situation. Do you? Deshaun played yesterday, then
he got hurt again,
down,
right?
And yeah. They took him out, and apparently he'd been cleared to go back in, and the coach said, no, I decided to leave him out, but he's still our quarterback. And I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on, and I'm looking at P.J. Walker. They scored 39 points yesterday. His rating was 51.3. He had 15 of 32, so he had a sub 50%.
I know they had at least one defensive touchdown.
Yeah, sub 50% completion percentage, and yet they still won the game. And so you're right. And Deshaun Watson, I know he only played a handful of snaps, 1 for 5, 5 yards, 1 interception.
I think it was Orlovsky today. He said he thinks the Browns should try to trade for Kirk Cousins.
I see the fit.
Yeah.
But you got all that money tied up in Deshaun, too.
I know.
Like,
I
it doesn't make sense,
it
right?
It doesn't. When we come back, is McCaffrey, is he the most important 49er? We may find out tonight. We'll kick it around next year. Drive Guys on Sacktown Sports.
Your new home for 49ers football in the 916, Sacktown Sports.
49ers in Minnesota tonight, Minneapolis, and I'm just seeing here on one of our mini monitors shots, exterior shots of the stadium there. Do you remember the problem they had with that stadium when they first built it?
No,
they had it. Apparently, there are a lot of windows on one side, mm-hmm. just a ton of windows, and birds just kept. Poof,
no way.
Poof. I mean, a lot.
Oh, man.
To the point where
I
it wasn't just,
that.
Oh, poor bird flew in there. They had a whole bunch of birds just
smacking
the
window.
Side of that sucker.
Did they? How'd they fix that?
I'm not sure they did. Right? If they just said, oh, well, I don't know.
A lot less geese up there.
Maybe they put a warning up there. Beware geese. I don't know. I'm not sure whether it's a problem or not. Here's a question here. Pardon me. On the YouTube chat from Compio. Thanks for everybody participating today. People got a little testy today, a little bit.
Yeah, know, people fired up today. I'm
kind
not
of
the
week.
Only one. Yeah.
It's going to be that kind of week. Compio asking, your boy Compio, Draper, what type of golf game do you have? Scratch? Plus 10? Plus 15? What's your handicap?
He really asked that?
Yes.
Dude, nobody, I don't kiss and tell my handicap. I don't,
Higher than that,
I know, right? Keep going up, Compio. Let me check. I think I'm like an 18 or 19 lately. But that's not even my golf game is not indicative of the handicap. You know, like seriously.
One has nothing to do with the other.
One day I'm solid, the next day, and so, you know, I can shoot an 88 or I can shoot 100. Like I'm all over the place.
That's like Trent Williams. Did you hear the story? He took up golf over the summer, apparently.
No.
And he's not very good, but he said one day, it was in the 80s, he shot an 80 something, like an 82. And he said, but I was the only one there. And I told all my friends and they didn't believe me. And then the next time we went out and I was terrible again.
I'm a firm believer.
I'm not saying that's what I think of your 88.
But. No. I'm a firm believer. There are certain guys I can't play with. I'll always play bad with them. I'm a firm believer in depending on your company, the company you keep on the golf, that impacts your score. If I'm playing with, not to name names, Kenny Thomas, I struggle. When I play, you know, with neighborhood guys or something, or people I don't know, I'm solid.
Really?
Yeah. It's mental, man.
What does Kenny Thomas do? How does he get inside your dome? I need to ask him.
No, we don't talk trash or anything. I don't know. I just never played. No, maybe he's an athlete, former NBA player. Maybe I want to smack it as hard as he does, you know, hit it 300 or something. And maybe I swing faster. Golf is such a mental. I'm telling you, I'm about to go visit a sports psychologist because it's so bad. It's so bad.
Mm-hmm. By the way, you mentioned Antelope Greens. I actually one time outdrove a PGA Tour pro at Antelope Greens. But there's extenuating circumstances.
All right, here we go.
I was playing with my friend David Sutherland.
Yep.
He was recuperating from wrist surgery.
Mm.
He was playing left-handed.
No way.
With one hand. And I barely
outdrove him.
On what was the, you know, like you said, there's only a couple of long holes there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the first one where you can actually
use the driver.
And I outdrove him by 5 yards. And he was one hand, left hand, one-handed. And I barely got him.
Yeah. That reminds me of that golf tournament I played in last week. There was a long drive guy there. And he's like, if you guys beat me on this hole, like if you outdrive me, you can get a one on this hole. And I'm like, well, we're not going to do that. He said, I will tee it up and I will swing on my knees. So he got down on his knees, Whitey, and he hit it from his knees, 275, 280.
Did he just... get regular distance?
Yeah, regular distance. Yeah.
From the tee or
yeah,
did he choke down?
Just, yeah, okay. And he just smacked, and it went right in the middle, 275 yards. I'm like, life ain't fair, man. It's not fair.
Nobody got him?
But we actually beat him because I had a long drive guy on my team, too.
Ah.
So we did beat him. We did blast it past him. But, it was crazy. 275 from your knees. That's unheard
of. I think.
Yeah.
I'd take that.
Right.
Christian McCaffrey has scored a touchdown in 15 straight games. The record is 17 straight games, set in 1963-64 by a guy named Lenny Moore, who I believe was a great Colt, Baltimore Colt. So Christian McCaffrey's on the threshold of history, but he's playing tonight with a strained oblique. Is he the single most important 49er? And I remember we were kicking this around weeks ago, and I'll never forget it because I think it was I think Gary Sharp was here, and you were here, as I remember. And I remember you saying you thought Trent Williams was the most important 49er, and we may find out which one's more important tonight.
Yeah, I don't know if I think I've said CMC. I thought CMC was the most important 49er because when you look at the turnaround he's made, there's nobody on the team that can do what he does. Sure, you could throw Debo back there, but then that takes away from your passing game as well, and that's a lot of work for Debo. I think CMC is the engine that drives everything for this Niners team. You talked about them wanting to be a running team. Well, you have that in CMC. The guy can catch the ball as well, and so I think he's the most important player because when you look at the positions – and Trent might be that, though. You know, we'll find out without Trent Williams tonight.
When we talked about it, it was the season hadn't started yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Bosa hadn't even, I think I said Bosa, and Bosa hadn't even signed. And right now, it doesn't look like it's
like,
Bosa.
It doesn't look like it's Bosa. And, you know, I don't think it's Brock Purdy just because, as great as he's been, I don't know how much of a drop-off it is from Brock to Sam Darnold. I would like to see Sam Darnold in this offense. I think he could still do pretty well. I just think Christian McCaffrey, in terms of game planning, like, he alters everything, and he's going to play tonight. But, man, I think, you know, when you look at the Niners' turnaround, the run they went on last season, this season, it all correlated with the trade and acquisition of Christian McCaffrey.
They're almost like a basketball team that runs their offense through a center or forward, and he's the center forward. You know,
it's yes.
like most teams go through the point guard, the right. quarterback. The quarterback's vitally important, but everything offensively is based on what Christian McCaffrey does.
Well, let's look at our Sacramento Kings,
exactly.
right? We run through Domantas Sabonis. You take Domas out, the offense looks entirely different. You know, CMC gets hurt last week. I know Debo got hurt as well. Brock Purdy doesn't look as great. De'Aaron Fox, you know, is allowed to play off the ball now and focus on, you know, getting his buckets and coming up big. Brock Purdy now doesn't have to carry. He doesn't have to throw for 300 yards for this team to get a win. And I think a big reason why is because the ground game is so good by CMC. And so he's the most important to me.
I think Ayuk and Kittle need to have big nights, but it's possible, especially if they're having protection problems. Kittle, they won't have the luxury of sending him out on a lot of routes.
Yeah, there's two ways of looking at that, right? Do you keep the extra, you know, the tight end for extra blocking because of the blitz?
And because he's very good at
it. And he is good at it. Or will he have some holes out there? Will he be able to be, you know, the quick passing game? Will that be open with him? And so I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how Kyle Shanahan plays this because all the blitzing that the Vikings do you take some shots down the field? Do you have Ayuk in one-on-one coverage down the field and look for him? Kittle underneath as well. And so this might be one of those games where, and I said it, I feel like Brock Purdy is going to have to win the game. He's going to have to make the throws. And whether that's downfield to Ayuk or to Kittle or whoever, because I'm not expecting a whole lot tonight from CMC. I could be wrong. Trust me, I'm not Kyle Shanahan. I'm no NFL expert. But when I look at a banged-up running back with an oblique injury, are we really getting him, give him the ball 20 to 25 times tonight?
Yeah, he'll be all shot up, hopped up on Toradol or whatever. I think you hit the nail on the head when you said Brock Purdy to Ayuk. Last week, did you see these numbers? Ayuk was targeted 10 times last week. Mm. 4 completions.
Wow.
And a lot of different reasons for that. Errant throws,
couple
he didn't
drops.
Hang on,
yeah,
good
yeah.
defense, but 10 targets, 4 catches, that's terrible. And so there's a lot of opportunities that were missed in that game, and so they have to take advantage of those.
And weather, you know, how much was weather a factor?
Yes,
last
a lot
that
of
won't
factors.
Be a factor tonight, obviously. And so, no, it's I think this has to be a bounce back game for Brock Purdy and Brandon Ayuk. See them get going tonight.
I think it's got to be a bounce back effort for you in the Factor Fantasy Showdown. You agree with that?
Do we still got Simona's judge? Let
yes.
me look. Dang it. Darn it! You know, chalk it up to another L. Another L.
Yeah, so you don't understand how it works with these judges.
I need a change of venue or something like that. Seriously.
49ers in grave danger of being upset tonight. In Drive Guys Factor Fantasy next. Sacktown Sports.
Live and local.
This is Sacktown Sports.
Heading for a showdown. Welcome to the fact or fantasy portion of the program. All rise. It's Kyle Draper and I going head to head on today's hottest topics. We do have an update that we must get to before the testimony begins. But right now, we welcome, as we all rise and welcome into the chambers, the Honorable Judge Simone. Hello, Your Honor.
Thank you, gentlemen. You may be seated.
Thank you.
May
Thank
we,
you.
Your Honor, just quickly before we begin with the proceedings here, continue with the proceedings, offer a sports update.
Please.
Yes. Kyle, what do you got on?
You want me to deliver it?
Yeah.
Woj is, I believe, the first one to report this. Giannis has agreed on a 3-year, $186 million contract Ooh. Extension to stay in Milwaukee. Giannis put a tweet out that says Milwaukee with a whole bunch of E's. Let's get it. Hashtag Bucks and 6. Hashtag extended. So
so the trade worked.
The trade worked,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
They needed to do that according to, you know, all the reports out there to keep Giannis happy. And now you got Giannis and Dame locked up for the next 4 seasons, I do believe.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Of course. Let's go ahead and start these proceedings.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it.
The Factor Fantasy Showdown for our Monday. The Eagles proved with their win last night that they are the NFL's best team right now. Is that a fact or a fantasy? Let's go ahead with Whitey to start.
Your Honor, That is a fantasy. It's just a fantasy. The notion that the Eagles proved they're the best team in the NFL last night, that's as cracked as the Liberty Bell itself, if I may. If the Eagles proved anything last night, it's that they, with a lot of help from the officials, are capable of, at home, beating an injury-compromised Miami Dolphin team. We won't know. They're not the best team in the NFL right now. Kansas City is. Are the Eagles the best team in the NFC? They may be, but we won't know that until they play the 49ers December the 3rd. So until then, Eagles fans, cool your jets.
And the plaintiff, please. Drapes.
That is 100% fact. And here's why. That's the fact, Shaq. And here's why. The Eagles have shown that they can win in a multitude of ways. Miami Dolphins, one of the highest powered offenses in the entire NFL. An MVP candidate in Tua. An MVP candidate in Tyreek Hill. And what did the Eagles' defense do it? Hold them to just 10 points. That Miami Dolphins offense only scored 10 points. And so the Eagles, they can beat you in a low-scoring game because they have a great defense, and they can beat you in a high-scoring game because they have a great offense. And I will add this. Everybody had the Miami Dolphins as a top-five team in the NFL, and the Eagles just beat up on them badly. That game wasn't even as close, in my opinion, as the final score, Your Honor.
Wow. As always, powerful disposition from both parties. I am going to have to go with Whitey. I love the bell element.
And what is going
beating
on
up
here?
On a mangled Dolphins team does not make you the best, strongest, fastest team in the NFL right now.
I'm about to get kicked out of the courtroom. Yeah. I'm so upset right now. So upset right now. Like, after what happened last week, Your Honor? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What else you got?
Go ahead and do. With key players out or playing injured tonight, the 49ers, are they in danger of a potential upset by the Vikings? Is that a fact or a fantasy, Drapes?
That is 100% fact, Your Honor.
That's the fact, Jack!
When you look at the 49ers' season so far, their only loss came when they had guys injured. Debo went out, CMC went out, Trent Williams got banged up. What's tonight looking like? No Trent Williams, no Debo, and a banged up CMC. And so, Your Honor, anybody who will tell you that the Niners aren't in danger of losing tonight aren't looking at recent history. We just saw last week what a banged up Niners team looks like, and it's not pretty. And as you know, Your Honor, it's tough to win an NFL road game. The Niners are in trouble tonight.
Whitey.
Let's see here. Make sure I have the question right. With key players out or playing injured tonight, 49ers are in danger of being upset by the Vikings. That's a fantasy! I would like to enter into evidence Exhibit A here, Your Honor, if I may. The following numbers. Primetime games. Brock Purdy's record in primetime games. 3 wins, 0 losses. Passer rating 126.6. 8 touchdowns, no interceptions. Kirk Cousins, primetime games, 11 wins, 19 losses, 56 touchdowns, 27 interceptions. I'd also like to enter into evidence Exhibit B, George Kittle's primetime game career numbers, 21 games, 15 touchdowns in 21 career games. Your Honor, primetime is Purdy time, and the 49ers have nothing to worry about this evening.
Wow. Great admissible evidence presented by both parties. I'm going to have to go with Drapes on this one. I do think the faithful, this isn't a lock and turn and turnkey game for the 49ers. And I do think that this could be a little bit of a sticky situation going into Monday Night Football.
Okay.
Thank you.
For the final question for the win today, I believe.
We're all even, huh?
Was the player of the day yesterday in the NFL, was that Lamar Jackson and his performance? Is that a fact or a fantasy, Whitey?
That's a fantasy, Your Honor. It's just a fantasy. Not easy to say that. Lamar Jackson was brilliant yesterday, but on the other hand, he's being paid a lot of money to be brilliant. All credit to him. But he did what the Ravens asked him to do, what they expect him to do. He had a great game, no question. But the story of the day yesterday was actually in, as I call it, the Windy City, Chicago. The Las Vegas Raiders were visiting the Bears. The Bears quarterback would have been Justin Fields, but he was hurt. So the Bears quarterback yesterday was a guy by the name of Tyson Bagent. Last year, you probably, Your Honor, you may have wondered, I've never heard of him. He was quarterbacking last year, Division II Shepherd's College. He was the first Division II guy to make an NFL start yesterday against the Raiders. That alone is an incredible story, but he won the game. And afterwards, Tyson Bagent said, "Don't let anybody's opinion keep you from pursuing your dreams." He wasn't just the player of the day yesterday in the NFL, Your Honor. That's the stuff of fairy tales, legends, and dreams.
Wow. And drapes, please.
It is 100% fact that Lamar Jackson was the player of the day in the NFL.
That's the fact.
And Whitey, excuse me, my counterpart here.
Yes, yes.
Those are all great numbers. That's great stuff. You did your research. But let me show you this, Your Honor.
Any numbers. Yeah.
Your Honor. Against Kansas City, the Detroit Lions defense held Patrick Mahomes to 21 points. Against Seattle. Seattle had a great game, obviously. Against Atlanta, 6 points. Against Green Bay, 20 points. Against Carolina, 24 points. Against Tampa Bay, 6 points. What I'm saying here is the Ravens had their way. They were up 36-0, if I'm correct. 38-0, maybe. Lamar Jackson, 357 yards, 3 touchdowns passing, 77.8% completion percentage against one of the more difficult defenses in the entire NFL. And mind you, Your Honor, Lamar Jackson probably had the most pressure out of anybody in the NFL this past week. A lot of people are saying he got the new contract, but is he really the franchise quarterback? He had struggled at times this season. Lamar Jackson put on a clinic on how to be an NFL quarterback yesterday, and he did it against the vaunted Detroit Lions defense.
Wow. I do know we are up against it, so I'm going to have to select my winner here swiftly and with a stern hand. And the winner of the showdown today for Factor Fantasy is going to go ahead and be Drapes.
Yeah! Oh, I got you, Your Honor, after this.
Burden of truth for
the,
you.
The check's in the mail.
Yeah. The crown of superiority. Wow.
It's
fly,
glorious.
Eagles, fly.
Oh, no, let's cut his mic.
On the way to me.
You see what you've created,
Your
Honor.
Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you,
Your Honor. Congratulations, Drapes. Well played. Yeah. Boy, I was feeling very confident.
No, those were some good arguments,
yeah,
man.
You just never know when you're in court. You okay with that?
No, I think it's made for people with hair.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know. You have it right side, yeah.
Do I got it right? Yeah, I got it right. Come on.
Looking good.
Call me Bronco Nagurski over here, baby.
When we come back, why do teams continue to blitz Brock Purdy? That's next year. Congratulations, Drapes. Drive Guys, Sacktown Sport.
Your new home for 49ers football in the 916, Sacktown Sports.
Yeah, get ready for 49er football. I said earlier we're with you till 4:30. That was wishful thinking. This is our last segment.
Last segment, man.
We just saw Brock Purdy a few moments ago on the field. Man, he looks ready. He's got that gun firing. He's ready to go. He got that look in his eye.
Dude, look like a paper boy that just happens to be on a football field.
Paper boy that delivers every paper on time.
Look like Dennis the Menace, one of his friends, or something like that. Or Wally and the Beaver. Remember Leave It to Beaver?
Sure.
Look like Brock Purdy does not strike fear in anyone. I'm sorry.
One time I was delivering papers in Vallejo, and I used to, you know, pride myself. I don't see if I could hit the target. There's this big old dog on the screen door. I throw the paper, and it actually hits the door handle and opens the door.
Oh, no. He came out?
Yeah.
No way. That's what you get.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens tonight. Obviously, very confident that tomorrow Mr. Draper will be maybe eating a little crow. We'll see. Maybe not. Maybe not.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? It's good for business if the Niners win. I'll tell you that.
It is that.
It is good for business. And I just want
to
see
for
a good.
The NFL, too.
You know, ultimately, Whitey, I'm going to take you behind the curtains and tell you all you need to know about me. I just want to see a good football game. I don't want to see a blowout. I hate blowouts. So the 31-17 or whatever, 31-21. Long as it's a competitive game,
I'm with you.
You know, into the fourth quarter, interesting. I'm all for it. Niners win, good for them. I'll see you December 3rd. But I just want a good football game.
Why do you think teams continue to blitz Brock Purdy? Purdy has faced the blitz on 45.1% of dropbacks.
Really?
Highest in the league. I think a lot of that may be skewed by the fact that the Giants blitzed him. More
than
80%
times,
of
yeah,
the time.
Yeah. I just think, you know, they look at a young quarterback. If he's comfortable back there, that's when you have trouble. You know, it's sort of like, you know, when Tom Brady was playing for New England, you never wanted to blitz him. Like, Tom Brady would pick you apart, you know, but he was a sage, savvy veteran that had seen all the coverages in the world, you know, was cool under pressure. And I think with Brock Purdy, teams are like, you know, maybe they don't believe in him as much. You know, you get him rattled, get a little pressure in his face, force him. To his credit, though, he's done a hell of a job. He's done a hell of a job. But like you said, the Vikings, you know, what they blitz more than anybody. I mean, they bring their safeties up, you know, their safety, they sort of converted to a de facto linebacker. And I think he's rushed 45% of the times. And so we'll see a lot of that tonight. I'm not sure if that's the game plan, though. If I'm Minnesota, I saw what Cleveland did, especially, Whitey, when the Niners are banged up. No Deebo Samuel. And so, to me, just play your, you know, man-to-man coverage. You should be able to, you know, lock these guys down.
What's really interesting to me is the fact that Brock Purdy is going to probably face a lot of blitzing. And I saw some numbers today. Maybe you saw him in The Athletic. He's a little tiny bit less effective against the blitz than not. But It's marginal.
Okay.
But the thing is, as we said earlier, and you know, if you saw the game last week, Cleveland didn't blitz, and Brock Purdy had his worst game. So what's the approach for the Vikings tonight? Who knows? Maybe they mix it up. Cool thing to me about the zone blitz, and the Vikings run a lot of zone blitz. You know, if you're basically running a man-to-man coverage beyond a blitz, you know, if you're the quarterback, okay, wherever the blitzer comes, there's nobody there.
Right, it's open, there. Yeah.
But the cool thing about the zone blitz is they play zone, so they, like, they'll slide someone in there.
Like
and the
an amoeba kind of, yeah.
Hot read, whoops.
Whoops, it's
there's
not there anymore.
Happened.
Right.
There's somebody there. So it'll be interesting to see how Brock Purdy responds to that. And, you know, any team, you hope that you don't have to blitz. If you can get there anyway, which the Vikings may be able to, if Trent Williams isn't playing, they may not have to blitz as much.
Yeah, they may not have to. But this Vikings defensive line, I don't think it's a great defensive line. It's not like what we saw last
Chris
week.
Chris Dolman ain't coming
yeah,
through
Chris
that door.
Dolman.
Carl Eller.
Carl, you're going back. Oh, my gosh, you're going back. I remember those days. I used to work in Minnesota.
Oh,
man,
did you?
I did. I went to college in Minnesota, actually, and those were the days, man. Randall Cunningham was the quarterback back then.
Randy Moss.
Who was the other quarterback? Quarterback the Raiders also. Oh, my God.
Not Jeff Hostetler.
No, not Hostetler. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to look it up here in a minute. But,
About Rich Gannon? No.
Nah, Rich Gannon was there, but it was – oh, my – he had a cannon. Also quarterback the Falcons, too, I believe. Shoot, man.
I'm sorry. I'm
that's
not
a
sure
trivia, dude. We got to look this up. I'm going to look it up real quick. But, no, it's – you know, if you're Brock Purdy, I said it earlier.
Jeff George.
Jeff George.
Thank you.
Somebody Jared said, Pacelli yeah, thank you. Thank it. You. Yeah. Somebody yeah. came. Yeah, Jeff George. He had a cannon, man, back in the day. Unlike Brock Purdy, right? Total opposite, you know? And I do think, you know, when I look at this game and predictions, I don't think it's going to be a ground game for the Niners just because CMC's banged up. I think it's going to have to be a Brock Purdy, Brandon Ayuk, and George Kittle kind of game tonight.
Yeah, obviously they'll try to run the ball. They'll see if they can establish the run. And that's going to be one of the keys, too. Who's going to be able to stop the run tonight? Because the 49ers, I just saw some numbers on ESPN. When you look at the numbers that this defense has posted, they're really impressive. But if you've watched the games, you've noticed that there are some teams. The Rams had some success with the run, right, a little bit. The Cardinals had some success, and the Browns had a ton of success running the football.
What do you think is the recipe? Because I mentioned it earlier, the Vikings, their strength is not running the football. And so do they all of a sudden, you know, hand it off to Cam Akers 20 times tonight? Like, what's the Vikings recipe for winning tonight?
I think they'll test the edge where the 49ers were so vulnerable last week and see what's there. And also, you know, last week, and I know one thing sets up the other, but we talked about it, the Browns had a lot of success with screens, tight end screens.
Yeah.
So last week, P.J. Walker, you knew that he couldn't throw the ball, right? He wasn't going to, and they still had success. And tonight, one thing about Kirk Cousins, you know, I kid about Kirk Cousins, he can definitely throw the football.
Right, he can throw the football.
You got to get to the quarterback tonight.
And what I'm afraid of, everybody on the YouTube chat, the callers, the texters, have you seen Kirk Cousins' record in, you know, primetime games? I'm telling you, man, Kirk Cousins.
I entered that as evidence.
As evidence, but he's a good quarterback. And what you say, 56 touchdowns, 27 interceptions? You know, that's a lot of INTs, but I'm telling you.
Prime time, yeah.
Prime time. I think this guy has an arm, and I think Jordan Addison is going to be key. You got to lock him under control. That's going to be the guy. Like, if the Vikings are going to move the ball, Addison's going to have to be a big part of that.
The 49ers spend a good chunk of their payroll, majority of their payroll, on their defensive line. The defense needs to carry the day tonight for all the focus on Brock Purdy. Is he going to bounce back? Moody, can he make kicks? McCaffrey, can he run the ball? Those are all valid questions and important questions. Can Ayuk dominate? But the 49ers tonight, with their offense compromised, they need the defense to be dominant. Those guys are paid to be dominant, and that's what they need tonight to win this game.
No, you're right. And when you look at this Vikings team, you know, it's sort of feast and famine offensively. At Chicago, they only scored 19 last week. Kansas City, 20. Carolina, 21. But before that, 24, 28. And so it's sort of feast or famine. And I'm looking at Kirk Cousins' numbers. 344, 364, 367, 139, 284, 181. So he's feast or famine, which Kirk Cousins is going to show up tonight. And I don't know. It's just going to be a good game, man. I just think the Vikings, no matter what, they always play close games.
They do.
Last year, they were winning those close games. This year, not so much.
Yeah, the 49ers have to put the Vikings in position where Cousins has to throw a lot. And if he throws for 320 and the 49ers win, that's fine.
Right. You're right, because those first three games where he threw over 300, they were 0-3 in all those games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tall Chinese guy on the chat says Niners dominate non-mobile quarterbacks. Won't be any different tonight. So he's very confident, Kyle Draper.
Tall Chinese guy. He's upset I'm not going to be here tomorrow either.
I'm upset,
that's all right,
too.
I might call. If the Niners win or lose, I'm going to call in when I land. How about
that?
In Salt Lake City.
That
call in and eat some crow or gloat in the Eagles being the best team in the NFC.
Kyle on his way to Salt Lake City tomorrow. Jerry Reynolds will be in. We'll talk 49ers, and we'll get ready for the start of the NBA season. And then you're back with us
Wednesday.
From Salt Lake City for the Kings opener.
Yes, can't wait. Light the beam. First time on Wednesday. Let's go.
Monday Night Football is next right here, Sacktown Sports.